was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And it's Mike and the Molotovs. I got a few people emailing me about never back down to the IRS. I'm like, I'm going to have to delete all you guys real quick. I don't have the patience or time to want to get into that fight. You might be right. We can overwhelm them for sure, but I'm not. I ain't playing
well,
that
Well, if you
game.
Don't have a tax guy, sometimes I'm like, at one time I had a letter and it said you owe 14
sure.
grand.
Oof.
And I wouldn't know how to, you have basically 12 days to respond.
They scare you to death with that stuff, but. You just call them up.
And it was
and go,
a line that they had missed. My accountant pointed out, nope, this is what it was. And you get a letter back. Oh, thanks for responding.
Yeah, that was my thing. I don't know, you're $9,700. What about $3,300?
That sounds almost like Kevin from Discover Card calling me up. You know, like, thought, is this legit
it
or what?
It was exactly like that. We knew that if the idea that you owe us, we will cut it in half right now if you forgive us. You give us a check for $3,000 today. And I'm like, wait a second. Certainly not going to give you $3,000. If I had $3,000, do you think you'd be calling me? You owe us $9,000. Right. What's your better? Well, give me another offer. Three's too much. I can go. Remember that hour I spent on the phone with that guy?
Hilarious.
And we whittled that down to almost nothing.
That guy should thank you for that.
Yeah. Whoever that guy was or what, he was in some serious trouble with us. But I played with that. Not only did I play with Kevin, the guy that called after, I want to talk to your boss. Okay, hold on a second. Hello, I am the boss. Well, you're the same guy. No. I am a much different man with more needs and thoughts that are different than him, and I am a supervisor. What's your name?
Keith.
No, you're not Keith. Anyway, so if you're sitting there today and you're fretting over your taxes, don't worry about it. We're going to help you out. We're going to have Doug Hopkins' $5,000 guaranteed Price is Right game today. First qualifier is going to play today. Your chance at $5,000 from our friend Doug Hopkins, standing right there on the stage at U-Fest, April 26th. We're going to give you a chance this morning around 8 o'clock. We're going to tell you the ingredients to the recipe. We're going to give you the items on a receipt. We'll tell you the place. We'll tell you all that. The items on a receipt. I'm not going to tell you the taxes. I'll probably, if it's a delivery, we'll throw in that, the fees and all that. And then you have to guess the total exact price down to the penny. Text it in. And then all the people that get it right will do a drawing out of that pile. And then that person will qualify for the Doug Hopkins $5,000 giveaway, his price guarantee game. We're going to do it right there. You can also qualify for the $5,000 through the listener rewards on the KUPD app. And that starts today, too. So if you tap the app and rack up some hours and enter to win it, because it'll just ask you one in on this stuff. There's little ways to do that. You do a drawing on April 25th at noon, which is the day before the show. That's Thursday. Anyway, so we're going to announce it live right there on stage, give $5,000 to somebody at a concert. And that's how easy that is. Boom, done. So thanks to Doug Hopkins for helping us out with that. TV's Doug Hopkins giving us his $5,000 guarantee, which he doesn't have to ever pay because he never moves his price. He's always got it dead on the money, and he doesn't play games. Like I said in the commercial, you don't hear a lot of disclaimers at the end of Doug's commercials because he doesn't need them. When you hear, you'll be screwed. Pretty much means the guy just lied to you for 48 seconds, and the last 12 seconds is a lawyer going, he's not going to really do any of the things he just said. It's just going to be a bunch of rules that you have to read. You're getting screwed. Always beware of somebody who says, hey, I'm completely transparent here. Lawyers. Trust me on this one. And Doug will give you that $5,000. He only gives it away at our shows, which is great. So good luck. We'll give it to you around 8 o'clock this morning. Get that together. And then, of course, I'm trying to get everything back on time since the first hour of the show was under technical strike. Right. We had an hour-long snafu to get that together. Also wanted to point out, I've never seen this, Brett. You and I, you went biking this weekend, too?
Yeah.
I rode the bike. I didn't take the trails because I don't know that I'm in the shape for trails yet.
I wasn't.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts when you're
brutal.
Plus, I don't ride my bike in April and May because of bees. And the snakes are back.
Yeah. Creatures start moving.
There's a lot of brush, a lot of rain. And the last bits of rain, the last late rains have made it so you're not so worried about the fires. It's not going to be that bad because it got really gooey and now it's just going to dry up real quick because it's huge. Luckily, we watered them down one more time. I'm still going to have them, but it's was yours. Like Papago was abundant with.
Oh, yeah.
The same with.
Yeah, it was growing.
Trail 100. So, but I was riding and I've never seen this before in my life. I'm probably never going to go outside again. Howard Hughes. I saw a swarm, and I didn't even know they traveled like this, of tarantula wasps. I've never seen it. So I'm riding along. There's a sidewalk that runs along, formerly known as Squaw Peak, now Piestewa Peak, up the edge there at Dreamy Draw. And it goes all the way from the parking lot at Northern and the 51 up to 32nd Street in Shea. And then it's, you know, there's a bunch of roads after that. But along the mountain trail, along the preserve. And I'm riding, and right as I get into kind of the deserty area, a little helicopter with a stinger floats in front of my face real slow. They don't fly fast at all. And I'm like, ugh, tarantula wasps, because they're bright red.
They don't have to.
Yeah, they own the air. They're horrifying. Ugh, there's one. So then I look down on the ground because something was moving.
Are they big as your finger?
Probably a little bigger than your finger.
A little bigger than that.
A little bigger. And they hang down. The ones that were flying in front of me, full human heads. Just gigantic. Just gargantuan flying human heads with stingers.
Wow.
So I'm looking, and then I see, you know, you occasionally see something running across. You got to keep your eyes open for rabbits or big, you know, lizards and stuff. So I'm looking, and I see this thing crawling real slow. I didn't know this. Evidently, tarantula wasps also have a penis and vagina because there were two locked together.
Like quad
dogs?
Puppies?
Like quad dogs, butt to butt, and walking across. And he wasn't dragging her, or she wasn't dragging him. They were walking, and the one that was going backwards was working the legs, too.
Backpedaling?
I sat and watched that for a few minutes. I'm like, wow, I haven't seen two tarantula wasps in a day on this trail ever. And now I've seen, and so I keep riding. Another one. I duck one. I'm like, good thing they're slow. Next thing I'm looking at, there's like 13 or 14 of them. Kind of just sitting around the sidewalk coming towards me in an angle. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? I must have seen 100 tarantula wasps in the air. I've occasionally stumbled across them on the ground or in a crack in like a sidewalk or something. You see them, that you can't miss them.
And that's why they call them that.
It says the wasp can paralyze victims for 8 months.
Jesus.
Tarantula is going to be done for 8 months.
Oh, man.
Ooh, is that them mating?
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible. And that's in a tree or something.
Yeah.
That's what I kept seeing, a bunch of the pictures you just pulled up. And I mean, they're everywhere. So I'm going to just never go outside again. They're huge. And evidently their sting is just, and don't send me the video of that jackass that gets stung by things that hurt.
Yeah.
Because everything he does is the same. Well, beyond seeing it, I know what to expect. Yeah. It's the same as watching people eat. I don't taste any of that. I don't care how happy you are with it. I don't know what's going on. It looks like you're going through a rough day. But they were everywhere. And I don't know. Can you punch
they just
one?
Showed it. It's as big as a goddamn tarantula.
Yeah, that's why they call them that. I've never seen one.
That big. Battling.
They get huge. The ones that were floating around weren't little. So if we could get an exterminator up there to do a little pro bono around the desert, that'd be great. And I don't want to hear from you bleeders.
They were here first.
All right. This is my friend Red Horse. Tell him that same story. I want to kill all the tarantula wasps. What kind of God invented that? What's, you know, it's the same thing with scorpions, that he invented invisible death machines that eat crickets. They're not doing a very good job keeping that cricket population, you know, at bay. So we could get rid of them. I'm not scared of a bunch of crickets. It's a terrible invention. You can't see it. It glows in the dark. It stings. God's like a six-year-old boy when he invented him.
Only thing worse is that cricket gets into a crack or something in your garage. Can't get rid of it.
I can think of something worse. Getting stung by a scorpion. I'll take the cricket noise. They're stupid. But those tarantula wasps, I don't know what they do to the ecosystem, but I think we can do without it. Whatever they're eating a lot of, we could live with that.
Here's another article. Tarantula hawks, the most painful wasp thing in the world.
And they were everywhere. A hive, like a swarm. I thought they traveled independently, like, you know, lone drifters or poets.
Yeah, like little pods.
They were all over the place, together. Like they're getting together.
They're uniting.
So I need, I don't know, Hunter Pest Control, Truly Nolan, Get a bunch of dudes out there and just do a 21-gun salute out with your hoses. We'll close the thing for a day and then just kill all the bugs. I don't need that. I want to be in nature. I don't want to be bothered by it.
The sting is instantaneous, electrifying, and totally debilitating.
Yep.
Ah, fun.
And if their entire purpose is just to kill other bugs, we can live with the other bugs they're eating. They don't do much for the ecosystem. I'm convinced of that. Same with the cricket. The cricket does not need, you know, or the scorpion doesn't need the venom it possesses just to knock crickets out. That's just a, that's a goof. It's a goof bug. Those need to go too.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
A goof bug.
It's a goof bug. It's God laughing drunk. I invented this like glow-in-the-dark lobster with a stinger that can paralyze a baby. What's its purpose? It just eats crickets. I think you overshot your load here, sir.
The state insect of your former state, New Mexico.
No kidding. Well, it's still better than most of the inhabitants of Mexico. In fact, if truly Nolan has a little left over, if you want to just hose down most of New Mexico, whatever drops out.
On your way through?
Yeah. Most of them have chemicals in their system anyway, between the alcohol and the meth. I'm not a fan of that place at all. Well, let's scooch them over. But yeah, I can't imagine. What is their main purpose to the ecosystem, a tarantula wasp?
I'm looking it up still.
We can do without them.
Prey on tarantulas.
Is that it?
Other insects. I think they might, that might be one that lays the eggs on the animal.
They do?
They grow it, the animals grow off of their eggs.
The bugs
live
do?
Off the bug carcass.
Wait.
I don't know.
You're just talking out your ass, though.
Yeah.
It's like, so you say they lay eggs on a dead tarantula?
Yeah. They'll be at like a host spot. It'll still be alive for a while.
The tarantula will.
Females can live 20 or 25 years.
What? Tarantula wasp? Now we're going to start spraying for that.
Sorry, no, that's the tarantula.
I was going to say, a bug goes to renting car years.
I was like, what?
Tarantula wasp can go to Hertz and grab an Accord.
They pollinate. Get rid of them. That's one of their purposes.
We got bees for that. We're good. They're the Hydrox of bees then is what you're saying. We'll just make more bees. I hate bees, but not as much as I hate those things. They're intimidating.
The female lays her eggs on a still-living tarantula and leaves.
That's not beneficial to the environment at all. That's just another thing they do that pisses me off.
When the eggs hatch, the larvae, the tarantula becomes their first meal.
Yeah.
So there you go. Controlling the tarantula population?
Your God is a sociopath.
He is a bit of a social pet.
That's insanity. That's what a child would do when you give him a lighter, a scorpion, a tarantula, and some matches. He's going to do something weird with it. Time to let that one go. But it was horrifying. And that one, and I'm riding, I'm like, man, I've never seen so many. And then I'm flying along the thing coming down the hill and see one hovering. And I'm like, he's not moving. Like, they don't have they don't have any reaction time. So I ducked it like I was about to, like I was slipping a right.
Bobbing
right by my head, and then I was scared to death that it was stuck in my hood because I wear a hood. I'm like, riding down the road all by myself, throwing my hood around. I'm like, if he's in there, I'm going to die. He's going to sting me in the head. So again, calling on all the bug guys. I'll pay for 1 month of my service to not be at my home if you go out into the desert and kill some of those unwanted. Yeah, just randomly spray the desert. You don't mind. Just around the trails and stuff.
One of those fire bombers?
Oh, that drops that red slurry
stuff? Red goo?
Oh, yes, that. Can we do that?
What about all the other animals?
The coyotes will figure it out. They're fine.
It's harmful to the environment.
Harmful to me. The tarantula wasp. More harmful than that. I'll be fine.
The Piestewal Peaks red rocks.
And actually, yeah, it would be a tourist attraction if we dump all that red on that beautiful mountain. Like, wow, volcanic ash. We'll just lie to the tourists. Seems kind of like sand. Yeah, well, don't eat it, but it's good for you.
I didn't get into the water supply.
You don't know what's in the water supply now. Stop it. You hose off your backyard once a month. You're worried about the water table. Shut up. Get rid of these wasps. They're pointless. Brady, you need to have one of the meetings in church where it's like, all right, can we start petitioning God on some of his dumber creations to kind of balance this out? The ecosystem's so delicate. He could have made it a little bit stronger, and we don't need tarantula wasps and other things that are going to basically f*** us up every time we're around them. Its only purpose is to paralyze. It's got enough venom to paralyze me, and all it does is kill a spider. You could have dialed that back a little bit, Jesus. Inventor. Lunatic. He's a mad scientist up there. So just be careful. And I don't know if you work for a pest company. I don't know how legal it is to pull over and just hose into the air every once in a while, but try it. Greta Thunberg will be up your ass. I'd really be over it. Funny thing is, if you did that in the desert, everybody'd lose their mind. But you do it around my house, nobody says a word. Guy was hosing. I had the guys from Hunter over a little while ago, and they're in the dog run. And then behind my dog run is like spa equipment, hot tub equipment, and it's in like a little kind of half alley that I built around the dog run. And I'm standing. It's a beautiful day, and I'm standing outside. I don't know. He's back in the dog run, and all. I'm like, I'm getting soaked. I'm like, what the hell? Did your sprinkler go bad?
The cloud.
And I open the gate, and he's standing there just spraying the walls like Errol Scheib. I'm like, hey, is that what that was? And he goes, did I get it on you? And I'm like, is it bad? It's not good. Like, what do I do? And he goes, don't get wet for a little bit. What does that mean?
What is wet activated?
Let it dry.
Yeah, you got to let it cook you for a while and then get in your system. And then the cancer, you can't get the cancer wet while it's on you.
And every step you're taking, scorpions are just fleeing.
Yeah. I'm like, are you okay? And it's like, or am I okay? And he's like, you'll be all right. How much got you? And I'm like, it was raining for a minute. How about a little less cavalier with the overspray, kid? Sorry about that. Didn't know you were back there. Okay. Just always assume that when you're hosing my house off with poison.
Whoa, settle down, Camp Lejeune.
Yeah. I did have a bowel movement out my urethra, though. It was weird. But that only happened once. Pretty sure it was a bug spray. Yeah, nobody ever comes over. I don't know if environmentalists come into my house.
Yeah, bug man sprayed the entire yard and missed a fine mist with a hose.
But if you do it in the desert, they'd lose their corks.
It's going to get into the water.
They fog neighborhoods every once in a while. Yeah,
those in mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Cities? Those trucks that go by and just nuke the city?
It's out of my mom's property
it's
all the
weird.
Time.
Weird. Yeah. Don't go outside for 30 minutes.
Yep.
It's, you know, Hiroshima out there for a little bit. A little winter.
And you're not wrong.
No, it's awful. All right, let's get a wake-up song. We're almost back right on time, but not quite. Give me the wake-up song.
All right, wake-up song brought to you by Action Ride Shop. Like we said, both of us were out riding this weekend, and the weather's getting there. It's perfect. So get that bike tuned up. They got the best wrenches in town. Bring it on over to Action Ride Shop on Gilbert Road in Southern. And if you need a new bike, hell, they got all the deals going on right now. ActionRideShop.com. Josh and the boys are going to take care of you.
John, don't judge me. I went to an ASU softball game. I said, don't judge. Saturday night's game went into a delay because of bees for about an hour.
Oh, it's horrible. When you see us, I've seen two swarms riding bikes, and it keeps me off the bike mostly from April till about June 5th. They're everywhere, and you can hear them.
It's hit like one on the 60, a little cloud.
They're the worst.
What is that?
Swarm. And the big ones turn the sky black, and I've seen a couple of those. And you don't think about it. You can avoid the swarm part. There's some stragglers on the outskirts, the suburb bees. And you're going and you see the swarm off in the distance. They're like, holy cow, I'm still hitting some. Because those are the ones that haven't quite made it to the cloud yet. Blech. Overkill, man. The tarantula wasp.
Best thing to do is wear a hat with a bunch of flowers on it if you can.
Sure. That's ride around like mini pearl. Great idea. I'll walk you around out there.
On the list, Motionless and White except making an appearance.
Except?
Yeah. London Leather Boys for the WNBA.
So what's going on there?
System of Down, Pantera, Deftones, Motley Crue, REM is the end of the world for us being off the air. Rat, White Zombie, Soil, Bad Religion for last night's show, Slayer, Limp Bizkit, and Alice Cooper. No. I just threw it up there, which I knew wouldn't happen, but the guy requested it, so I threw it on the list.
You, Poison's not bad. You went to the show last night.
Yeah.
Good?
Great show.
Liked it.
Great show. Bad Religion was amazing.
A little post-concert psyching rock for Brett then, since he was out last night at Bad Religion and
Social D.
Tarantula Wasp.
Social D, yeah.
Nothing.
And Mesa Amphitheater, man. What an
awesome place.
Last night, the weather was amazing.
Such an underrated venue. Yeah. It's such a weird size that you can't have huge shows and you can't have small shows because it's like 5,000. It's very distinct band that does. And Perfect last night, Social D and Bad Religion.
Sold out, too. I mean,
about 4,500 people
it was
are going.
Packed.
Yeah. Probably could have gotten to a little bigger place, but if you go to a bigger place, it holds 12,000,
right.
And now it looks small. It's when it's full, that place is awesome, and the energy's there. But at 10 o'clock, it gets closed.
Yep.
Shut her down!
Which is great for those Sunday shows, especially for us, like having to be on the air early. You know?
9:58, so they're like, good night! And then the lights come on.
Oh, yeah.
Go home.
God bless.
All right, let's do it. It's Bad Religion, which is a kind of a descriptor of Mesa.
For the most part.
It's called Infected. There you go, everybody. It's your wake-up song. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98. 98.